The gospel reading today, we hear a little piece from the Sermon on the Mount, which is the encapsulation of our Lord's moral teachings. And in this, we hear what was from the law of Hammurabi, an ancient king from Mesopotamia, the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. If you do something to somebody, the same is going to be done to you. And the Lord is saying, it's not the way to handle things. Then he tells us to do something that's extremely difficult, and that is offer no resistance to one who is evil. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn and offer him your left as well. If they want to go to court over your tunic, give them your cloak as well. It seems so unjust. And doesn't it seem wrong to not stand up against evil? Except then we look at what he himself did and ask ourselves, did he stand up against it? When they decided that they were going to put him to death, did he fight back? Did he strike out? No. But does that mean we just have to lay down and play dead and allow evil to win? No, that's not what we have to do either. And so it's a fine line in some of these things of what it is we need to be aware of and what it is we need to do. We see the evil in the world that is happening right now. And we see the problems in the church. We can't just lay down and play dead. We have to speak out. We have to do whatever part we can do. That may just be a matter of informing people or whatever it can be. But at the same time, if it comes to somebody trying to do something to you personally, then the question comes down to how do you handle that? You can take somebody to court. You can hire an attorney. You can go through all of that. Or you can follow our Lord's example. As a matter of justice, you have a right to be able to defend yourself and to protect yourself and so on, but you don't have an obligation. So what's going to be the better thing? When we look at what happened to our Lord, of course, he accepted his passion and his death, which was absolutely unjust, because of the greater good that was going to come from it. If we can accept these things and offer them up, it can be an example to others, we can maybe bring about the conversion of this person who's treating us this way. There are other times when God is going to be testing you. Maybe in your personality, you tend to be a little too passive. If that's the case, then he might allow some of these things so that you'll actually stand up and say no. Doesn't mean you have to fight back. Doesn't mean that you say, well, I'll fight fire with fire. If you're going to be unjust to me, I'm going to be unjust to you. No, not at all. But at the same time, you don't have to just be a doormat. So I would oftentimes point out to people when they say, well, you know, I can forgive somebody, but how can I forget? And does that mean I just have to keep putting myself right back in the same situation? I always say, well, look, if I just got up right now and punched you in the face as hard as I could, you could forgive me, but do you really think you're going to forget? Oh, yeah, that's that imbecilic priest that punched me. Of course you're going to remember that. And if every time you came into my office, I punched you, how many times do you think you're going to wind up coming into my office? You're not. You're not going to say, well, I'll just keep going back and getting punched because the Lord said, well, if he punches me on one side, I can offer him the other. It's like, no, again, don't be foolish. Don't put yourself in a situation where you know that this is going to happen. But the point is, if it does happen, how do you handle it? What do you do? What is God asking of you in these situations? So again, is he asking you to stand up and to be able to say, no, we're not going to do this, this is wrong? Or is he asking you to perhaps accept the injustice, to be humble, be charitable, whatever it may be that he's asking. So circumstances are going to make a difference here. Your personality and what God is working on in you is going to make a difference. So we don't know how God is, you know, objectively, it's not always the same. We don't always know how he's working, what he's trying to do. But if we didn't stand up against injustices, evil would be ruling the world right now. Kind of is. But at the same time, we need to do our part. We need to pray. We need to do what's right. We need to be an example. So what is God asking of you? Again, we look throughout history. God sent the prophets to call the people to repentance, to tell them to knock off their nonsense. The prophets also were treated badly. So they would speak out. They would also accept the injustice, the way that they were treated. It was a both and at that point. So again, depended on the circumstances. So in this case or that, what is God asking? That's what we have to bring to prayer. We also need to look at our own reaction, because obviously if there's an injustice, the natural and proper reaction to an injustice is anger. Well, do we become like like Ahab, who was not treated unjustly, by the way, but do we just get so angry that we can't function? Maybe the Lord's allowing the injustice to help us to be able to grow in meekness. Maybe he's allowing us to be able to look at where our own weaknesses are. And so therefore we're being allowed to be treated this way because he's trying to bring about a greater good within us. So this is where all the discernment part comes in. That's why it's not a cookie cutter thing and one size fits all. Circumstances and situations all make a difference in these things. What is the Lord trying to do for you? That's what it all comes down to. What's he doing in your life? What's he asking of you given these situations? So bring all that to prayer, because we try to justify ourselves all the time. Like I said, if there is an injustice, it's an injustice, and anger is the proper response. Now we think, well, because it was unjust, it's okay for me to be fuming. It's okay for me to lash out. It's okay for me to whatever. It's like, no, it's not. And maybe that's what God is working on. So bring all that to prayer. Don't just try to justify yourself. Don't assume you necessarily know what he's doing. Bring it to prayer and ask him, what do you want of me in this kind of a situation? Because that's the only way you're going to be able to understand, here's how you're to act when this happens, and here's how you're to handle these sorts of things, and here's what I want you to do when this occurs. Then you can make those adjustments. You can stay at peace even in the midst of injustices, just like our Lord did. You can stand up against injustice when it's necessary. You can accept them when he wants you to. So all these things, these are difficult things that our Lord is asking of us. But again, we look at it and say, if it was all real easy, what would it be worth? Nothing. He's asking us to grow in holiness. He's asking us to grow in virtue. And he's laying out for us what that's going to look like. So he's asking us to really fight against our own self, what is natural within our own self, so that we can actually act in a supernatural way, to act as children of God. That's what this is really all about. So it's hard. It goes against the grain for us. But when we actually see somebody acting in virtue, we like it. We're attracted to it. But God doesn't want you to just be attracted to it. He wants it to be you, so that you can be that example to others, so that they can be attracted to it and be brought around to it. So that's what this is all about. It's good for you. It's good for others. Doesn't feel good. But when we can obtain the virtue, that's what we see what he's trying to do. So pray for the grace to cooperate, to discern so you know what to do and how to do it, and to cooperate with him so you can put all these things into practice.